A ranch-style house on a quiet street in Central Texas showcases a material that's everywhere but often overlooked, plastic laminate. Ralph Wilson founded the Wilson Art Company, a producer of plastic laminate, in Temple in the 1950s. He built his home here in 1959 using company products and featured it in company advertising. The Wilson House exemplifies the period of bright, fanciful colors and free-flowing shapes called mid-century modern. Laminate combines various materials with plastic resin that then is baked under pressure. The result is a durable, inexpensive material that holds its shape and resists moisture. 500 million sheets are produced each year to be used in walls, ceilings, furniture, cars, and electronics. Wilson's company specialized in making sheets of laminate from plastic and paper, which can be printed in almost any color or pattern to look like stone, metal, or wood. The Wilson House has it all. Kitchen cabinets, drawers, and countertops are faced in alternating shades of turquoise, yellow, and persimmon orange. The dining room has wood grain print walls. One bathroom features walls, dividers, and counters that look like black and white marble, while another is a symphony of pink. The laundry room has bright yellow laminate flecked with bits of gold-toned metal. The living room has a wide white wall inset with diamond-shaped cutouts and an asterisk of solid colored paper. Bedroom walls are a more sedate blue. In 1997, Ralph Wilson's widow, Sonny, sold the house to the Wilson Art Company. Areas that had been altered were restored, and period furniture was brought in to complete the mid-century modern look. The Wilson House was named to the National Register of Historic Places in 1998, and a year later it won a National Trust Preservation Honor Award. It's open for tours, which provide a window to an era of innovative and affordable materials and design.